Chapter 1. Earth.
The first thing you may have noticed on your way in was the color. Deep pools of greens and blues, unique within our galaxy, beckoned amongst ethereal swirls of white clouds. As you get closer, you're struck by the topographical diversity. Vast oceans give way to lush green forests and jungles, which seamlessly taper off into sandy desert ridges, stretching towards meticulously water-carved canyons. In the distance, snow-covered mountains rise up to seemingly touch the sky. Of course, for an oblate spheroid, she's certainly not perfect. But despite a pronounced equatorial bulge and receding polar ice line, she still stubbornly maintains a jaunty 23.4 degree axial tilt that does belie her 4.5 billion years. And she has been through it. We knew her as a fertile oasis of sophisticated life in the endless barren expanse of the universe. No offense. But she was almost 20 million years old before she had even electrostatically accreted enough to achieve solid status. And even then, it was made up of mostly gases and dust the sun was throwing out anyway. But somehow, using nothing more than a little moxie and massive gravitational and magnetic fields, she pulled herself together. With an unassuming iron core and delicate silica crust, you would never suspect that much of her success was due to explosive volcanic eruption and the water she'd stolen from passing asteroids and trans-Neptunian objects in her wilder youth. She did what she had to. In her 4.5 billion years, she has been alternately covered in lava, ice, and ammonia. She's endured the endless discomfort of her tectonic plates shifting. She's seen her dedication to creating a viable atmosphere rewarded with a Cambrian explosion of multicellular creatures, only to witness 5 mass extinctions. I assume you came right after the 6th. She has survived being simultaneously pelted by all manner of asteroids, meteors, radiation, and whatever else decided to smash into her as they joyrode around the universe, and she did it all without complaint. Unless you consider the violent restructuring of landmasses through earthquakes complaining. It's funny. When we were alive, we spent much of our time staring up at the cosmos and wondering what was out there. We were obsessed with the moon and whether we could one day visit it. The day we finally walked on the moon was celebrated worldwide as perhaps man's greatest achievement. But it was while we were there, gathering rocks from the moon's desolate landscape, that we looked up, and we caught a glimpse of just how incredible our own planet was, its singular, astonishing beauty. We called her Mother Earth because she gave birth to us. And then we sucked her dry. So welcome to Earth. Population U.
Location.
For most of our history, we had grave misconceptions about exactly where Earth stood within the cosmos. Due to scientific limitations and more than a touch of narcissism, we believed everything in the universe literally revolved around us. It was a theory called geocentrism, which was originally egocentrism. But they spelled it wrong.
The neighborhood.
Our solar system consists of a sun, 8 planets, 170 or so moons, millions of asteroids, trillions of ice balls, and one dwarf trans-Neptunian object that tried to put one over on us. I'm looking at you, Pluto. Our observation of the planet's regular motion was the first triumph of empirical science over irrational dogma. Of course, we did name them after gods, just to be safe.
The sun.
What were you looking for, a red giant? Some flashy pulsar? Sorry if our plain yellow G-type main sequence star disappoints you, but she got the job done, and we liked her just fine.
Mercury.
The planet closest to the sun, referred to by realtors as solar adjacent.
Venus.
The solar system's femme fatale. Flashy, alluring, and named for love. But don't get too close, or she'll crush you.
Earth.
Not the biggest, not the smallest, not the closest, not the farthest, but it's got something no other planet has, a marginally profitable publishing industry.
Mars.
This is where we thought you might come from, probably our best friend in the solar system. We always meant to visit in person, but you know how it is.
Jupiter.
The biggest planet. Tread lightly. That great red spot, it's got herpes.
Saturn.
God liked this planet, so he put a ring on it.
Uranus.
This is the funniest planet by far, but you'll have to spend about 10 years learning idiomatic English to learn why.
Neptune.
Leaving? This is your last planet for 50 billion miles, so be sure to refill on methane.
Pluto.
This is that dwarf trans-Neptunian object we were telling you about.
Oceans.
These vast saltwater bodies covered over 70% of the surface of our planet, and would be a great place to live if you're lucky enough to have gills or a blowhole. We had neither. But we struck a fair bargain with the oceans. They would let us live and play alongside them, sail and trade on top of them, and feast ourselves on the seemingly endless bounty fished out of them, and in exchange we would dump a jaw-dropping amount of shit into them. We referred to this as a win-win.
Continents.
The 30% of our planet that was not covered in water was called dry land, and this is where we preferred to spend most of our time. For the most part, the dry land was separated into 7 continents, ranging widely in climate, topography, and intrinsic worth. Let's start with the best.
North America.
Nickname? The landmass? That kicks land ass! North America was Earth's newest continent. Formed, I believe, in 1492. Blessed with abundant freshwater and fertile soil, it was settled remarkably quickly, thanks to the extermination of one race, the enslavement of a second, and the can-do attitude of a third.
Habitats. Grasslands.
Grasslands, areas that receive moderate amounts of rain or dominated by low-lying vegetation, are easily the most mowable of the major habitats. What we got from them? Grass. Land. What to look for? Abandoned lassos, bison carcasses, sweeping vistas of nothingness. What to eat? Anything that moves, or better yet, has recently stopped moving. Surprising fact. Grasslands were the only habitat without any surprising facts.
Landforms. Peninsulas.
Latin for penis-esque. Peninsulas were projections of land surrounded by water on 3 sides. The peninsula known as Florida was so suggestively shaped, it was banned from its own textbooks.
Places to see. Banff.
One of the most beautiful places known to man.
Places to avoid. Greenland.
Land? Yes. Green? Not so much.
South America.
Nickname, El Pollo Loco. The poor man's North America, literally. South America was a land of flourishing jungles, stunning mountains, and vibrant coups. It stretched from the Amazon basin, a logger's paradise, to Patagonia, a cold and barren region home to the world's largest indigenous population of backpackers. South America consisted of 13 countries. 12 were Spanish-speaking, and the other covered its ass cheeks with a tiny piece of string.
Habitats. Tropical rainforests.
Home to over 80% of all species, rainforests were full of colorful plants, unusual animals, and insects that bite you, then defecate in the wound. Invaluable to our planet's health, we discovered their true environmental importance just in time to be too late to save them. What we got from them? 25% of our medicines, 30% of our air, 50% of our benefit concerts. What to look for? Unique exotic creatures not seen anywhere else on Earth. What to eat? Unique exotic creatures not seen anywhere else on Earth. Surprising fact, though rich in biodiversity, rainforest nations were usually poor in money.
Landforms. Rivers.
Rivers were lakes with ambition. These flowing bodies of water were vital to our planet, supporting abundant freshwater life and providing the underpinning for the $50 billion a year steamboat poker industry.
Places to see. Rio de Janeiro.
Because how better to enjoy Carnival than under the watchful eye of a 130-foot Jesus?
Places to see. Lake Titicaca.
The Uranus of lakes.
Europe.
Nickname, the Fertile Croissant. The western tip of Eurasia, Europe was accorded continent status only because the people who accorded continent status to landmasses lived there. This relatively small landmass produced numerous great empires, countless works of architectural and artistic genius, the world's finest cuisines, and an impressive 2 more world wars than any other continent. By the way, quick tip, is your species hated? Sewing a Canadian flag to your backpack can often smooth your journey.
Habitats. Temperate forests.
Compared to the uncivilized debauchery of their tropical cousins, the temperate forests of Europe and North America were a model of self-control, order, and a strong Protestant work ethic. Every fall, the deciduous trees of these regions considerately condemn trillions of their own leaves to death solely to provide us with brief visual amusement. What we got from them? Floors, cabinetry, maple syrup, sites and material for second homes. What to look for? Either individual trees or the entire forest, depending on the broadness of your worldview. What to eat? Gingerbread houses, bluebirds of happiness, Bambi.
Places to see. Iceland.
A land of spectacular scenery and even more spectacular bankruptcy.
Places to see. Paris.
Breathtakingly beautiful and romantic, especially now that there are no Parisians to ruin it.
Places to see. Mykonos.
Nowhere on earth would have been more receptive to your anal probing.
Places to avoid. Chernobyl.
A 1986 nuclear accident elevated this one-time shithole into the worst shithole of all time.
Asia.
Nickname, Tiny. Asia was our biggest continent, an almost unfathomably large region, stretching all the way from Russia in the west to Russia in the east. Nearly two-thirds of us lived here, many in our own two most populous countries, India and China, which contained over a billion human beings. Much of Asia's southwest was paradoxically called the Middle East. It is a hot, sandy, unlivable wasteland. People died by the millions to keep possession of it.
Habitats. Cities.
Cities were high-density man-made ecosystems that were home to millions of people, billions of rats, and trillions of cockroaches. A delicate balance existed among the three species, each living with, and accidentally consuming the excrement of, the other two. What we got from them? Great shopping, exciting nightlife, spectacular poverty, exhilarating crime, breathtaking squalor. What to look for? Tattered remains of broken dreams, the first hopeful sprouts of grass appearing through cracked concrete as nature reclaims what is rightfully hers. What to eat? Nothing anymore. Too bad, the restaurants used to be top-notch. Surprising fact, Tokyo, our largest city, will be expecting you, as they have been destroyed by aliens many times before.
Landforms, mountains.
Mountains were the features on topographical globes that made our fingers feel all tingly. But in person, they are foreboding death towers that offered us little but hardship, and 3 months of the year, excellent skiing.
Places to see. Three Gorges Dam.
You have not seen the Yangtze until you have seen the Yangtze behind a massive wall that displaced 1.3 million Chinese.
Places to see. Taj Mahal.
The ultimate testament to the eternal love between a man and his favorite wife.
Places to see. The Manila Folders.
A unique natural formation for document storage on the outskirts of the Filipino capital.
Places to avoid. The Stan family of countries.
While these countries may appear enticingly conquerable, they are not.
Africa.
Nicknames, the Dark Continent, the Dusky Continent, the Black People Continent. Our species arose from Africa, and we punished it for our failures ever since. home to the world's largest desert, Sahara, longest river, Nile, and bleakest prospects, children, our second largest continent was also extraordinarily rich in plant and animal life and natural resources. Yet it remained wretchedly needy and war-torn, perennially exploited by outsiders who saw it merely as a place to colonize, plunder, and take photo safaris. Yes, no other continent could more truly say, I was raped.
Habitats. Deserts.
Deserts received less than 10 inches of rainwater a year, and beverages like juices and soda fell even less frequently. The few species that lived here took great pains to adapt themselves to the dry, brutal climate. As a reward, they got to live in this scorched hell on Earth. What we got from them? Oil. Dehydration-induced hallucinations. What to look for? Water. What to eat? For now, just focus on water. Surprising fact. That cool, refreshing lake you see shimmering in the distance? It's not real.
Landforms. Islands.
Islands came in a bewildering variety. Tropical. Treasure. Deserted. Leper. Prison. Fantasy. The list goes on. If you liked unique fauna, ferry boats, or drinks with crap sticking out of them, these were the places to be.
Places to see? Casablanca.
If you don't visit, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon. For the rest of your alien life.
Places to see? Mount Kilimanjaro.
Brown on the bottom, white on top. Just like all of Africa used to be.
Places to avoid, the Sahara.
Less habitable than sub-Saharan Africa, which is really saying something.
Places to avoid, Blood Diamond Mine.
The wonders within brought joy to all that were not directly connected to their excavation.
Australia.
Nicknames, the land down under. The land up and to the left. That's just for New Zealand. Originally populated by Aborigines and marsupials, Australia came into its own only with the addition of a third group, hardened British criminals. Australia could have been our most impressive island, but no, they had to be a continent.
Places to see? Ayers Rock.
Beautiful, but insanely inconvenient. For Australians, visiting it was what visiting Australia was for the rest of us.
Places to see. Billabong.
A billabong was a small Australian lake, shaped like a yakka, that diverted from a nearby bladgehook following the midsummer Dorsey warbles.
Antarctica.
Nickname, the latent catastrophe. Antarctica is a barren land of bitter cold almost completely covered in permafrost. Well, at least it should be. If it is not, that could go a long way towards explaining why we're no longer here. Antarctica was not divided into countries. It was the one landmass on Earth nobody wanted. So in the end, it decided to start coming to us.
Habitats. Polar regions.
The harsh and frigid conditions of our extreme northern and southern latitudes supported only the cutest of animals. Penguins, seals, polar bears all came protected with adorable walks, thick layers of huggable fat, and childlike eyes that shamed off all but the club-happiest hunters. What we got from them? Liquid water, starting around 1991. What to look for? A rescue ship. What to eat? In order, rations, half rations, the sled dogs, each other. Surprising fact, neither the East nor West Poles were ever discovered.
Natural disasters.
A number of Earth's natural processes had the unfortunate side effect of destroying everything we'd ever worked for. Events like those listed here not only decimated us, they also deeply tested our faith in God. We'll have more on him later. We optimistically chose to see these disasters not as signs that God did not love us, but that he loved us so much he would unexpectedly smite us with his mighty wrath for our own good.
Earthquakes.
The sudden shifting of tectonic plates will cause the ground to shake violently, toppling skyscrapers and rendering all but the shortest putts impossible. Residents of seismically active areas coped by developing quake-resistant buildings and probability-resistant psyches. Characteristic damage? Buildings flattened like pancakes, pancakes flattened like crepes. Safety tip. Stay away from chandeliers, shelves containing bowling balls, and California.
Floods.
Swollen rivers led to what urban planners called sudden liquid gentrification. We fought floods for thousands of years with, in decreasing level of effectiveness, dams, levees, sandbags, boating lessons, swimming lessons, and gill installation. Characteristic damage. All houses damaged, swayed houses damaged irreparably. Safety tip. Gather together two of every animal and build thee an ark 300 cubits long. That ought to do it.
Droughts.
You've noticed that a lot of these disasters involve too much water. Well, guess what? Too little water was also a problem. Alas, droughts were slow-motion disasters and thus unsuited as the subjects for summer blockbusters.
Hurricanes.
AKA typhoons or cyclones, depending on ethnicity of victims. For a storm to be officially upgraded to a hurricane, the proudest moment in any storm's life, it had to produce either sustained winds of over 75 miles per hour or sustained FEMA funding of over $200 million a week. Characteristic damage. Perfectly good first names tarnished forever. Safety tip. Just strap yourself to a palm tree and ride it out.
Tornadoes.
AKA twisters, cyclones, and rotating columns of fast-moving air from cumulonimbus clouds. They were most common in America's Great Plains, large swaths of which were rendered flat, desolate, and unlivable, then struck by tornadoes. Characteristic damage? Cow impaled by trailer. Safety tip. Quickly, head to the cellar. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Quick head count, is everybody in? Where's Grandpa? Where's Grandpa? Oh, God, Grandpa! Grandpa, oh, no!
FAQs. Future alien questions.
Before we get too comfortable, can you tell us how much longer does your sun have before it explodes?
Don't worry. Old soul should be good for another 5 billion years or so. Baby runs like a dream. They don't make them like that anymore. Not around here anyway.
What's the deal with the golf balls we found on the moon?
Oh, those. Yeah, they belong to Alan Shepard. He was an astronaut from Apollo 14. You know, it's funny. We spent thousands of years wondering what it would be like to walk on the moon. And then we got there, and within 18 months, we were golfing, which is a thing we really only did when we ran out of other things to do.
We don't have land or ocean where we're from. How can we tell which is which?
All right, stick your tongue out. If you taste something wet and salty, you're in the ocean. If not, you're on land. If you don't have tongues, you'll just have to guess.
Why did the continents drift apart?
Well, there's nothing specific. No one can really pinpoint any one moment where it all went bad. It is a shame, though. They really did their best work as a supercontinent.
Any advice on avoiding natural disasters?
Yeah, you could try leading blameless lives free of sin. But if disaster strikes anyway, you could always blame the gay aliens. Do you call them galians?
By the way, we noticed several regions where millions of gallons of oil burst forth from the bottom of the ocean and destroyed hundreds of miles of coastline. Were those natural disasters too?
Oh, yes, yes, that natural disaster. Yes, yes, that it was terrible when nature spilled its oil on us.
That Titanic wreck is really cool. Can you recommend some other good shipwrecks?
Well, hardcore Titanic fans might want to check out the explosive sequel, the RMS Lusitania. Killed nearly as many people and helped turn the tide of a world war. Unfortunately, the abstract concept it chose to symbolize, German imperialism, proved to have far less staying power than the Titanic's metaphor, human hubris. So it was historically relegated to also-sank status.